This episode is brought to you by AARP. 18 years from tonight, Grant Gill will become a comedy legend when he totally kills it at his improv class's graduation performance. Knees will be slapped. Hilarity will ensue. That's why he's already keeping himself in shape and razor sharp today with wellness tips and tools from AARP to help make sure his health lives as long as he does. Because the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/healthyliving.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Welcome to the Get Fit Guy's quick and dirty tips to get moving and shape up. My name is Brock Armstrong, and I'm the Get Fit Guy, and today we're going to talk about a thing called leg day. You know, the exercise day that is referred to as leg day is a day that some beginner weightlifters either don't know about or they actively avoid. More seasoned lifters, well, they know that if they skip leg day, they'll end up unbalanced, top heavy, injured, and also may end up being featured in the next never skip leg day meme on social media. And that's what we're going to talk about today. All right, back to leg day, which to some is the worst day of the workout week, and they feel this way because they would rather be pumping up their arms or their shoulders or, more often, their chest. And as much as it's forgotten about, some lifters would even rather be working their back. But on leg day, they're stuck, working a part of the body that shows the least but poops you out the most. That is what I think is the major issue that people have with leg day. Too much effort for a body part that they can't stand there and admire 24/7. Now, all that being said, there are a great many reasons not to skip leg day, and today we're going to examine a few of them. So, if you skip leg day, you will, number one, look unbalanced. You know, if you've been listening to the podcast for a while, you will know that I don't like to focus on aesthetics too much because, well, it isn't that important when it comes to fitness, or at least it shouldn't be. But let's get this one out of the way first. If you spend all of your time developing a defined and chiseled upper body, but you ignore your legs, well, you run the risk of looking unbalanced, and it's easy to spot someone who lifts regularly but who clearly spends most of their time hammering their chest, their arms, and their shoulders. The result is a rippling torso piled on top of some small glutes and quads and even smaller calves. Now, the next reason to not skip leg day is that your sports performance will decline. In pretty much all sports, your power and your strength come from a thing called ground force production. Now, that simply means that the majority of your movement starts at the ground, then moves up through your feet, then your ankles, and is torqued through your knees and your hips to create the force in your upper body. In many ways, your legs really are the foundation of your performance. Simply put, the stronger your foundation, the stronger, faster, and more powerful you will be. My next reason is, if you skip leg day, you won't go as fast. Research shows that strength training can improve running economy in runners, and other research shows that cyclists who strengthen their lower body will have more raw power during the crucial final sprint of a race than those who skipped leg day. Maximal strength training has also been shown to improve work economy in trained female cross-country skiers, and explosive strength training has also been shown to improve 5K running time by improving running economy and muscle power. And I could go on and on, but suffice to say that science has found that lower body resistance training and speed go hand in hand. Now, my next reason to never skip leg day is that you will burn fewer calories. Now, if you want to lose body fat, then you're probably looking for a workout that gives you the best results. And once again, leg day to the rescue. Since the largest muscles in your body burn up the most energy when they're being used, leg day will increase the amount of energy that you burn during the workout. One of the best exercises for this is the squat, whether it's weighted or not. The squat really works the entire body, while it specifically hits the largest muscles in the body. This means that it burns a lot of energy during the workout, and it sets your body up to burn even more in the hours after your workout is over and you have hit the showers. Now, there's also the added fact that by adding muscle mass to your body, you can actually increase your resting metabolic rate, or the number of calories you burn outside of the gym. Now, with that in mind, focusing on the part of your body with the largest muscles, which is your legs, is a very effective tool for long-term fat loss. Next up is, if you skip leg day, your hormones will suffer. Now, as we discussed, the largest muscles in your body are in your pelvis and your legs. Making these muscles work hard causes a release of HGH, or human growth hormone, and testosterone, which are both key elements for building muscle, repairing tissue, and building strong bones, and not just in your legs, but all over your body. Now, training all of your lower body muscles releases the hormone that turns your body into an anabolic environment, which will improve your muscle building capacity in general.
This episode is brought to you by AARP. 18 years from tonight, Grant Gill will become a comedy legend when he totally kills it at his improv class's graduation performance. Knees will be slapped. Hilarity will ensue. That's why he's already keeping himself in shape and razor sharp today with wellness tips and tools from AARP to help make sure his health lives as long as he does. Because the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/healthyliving.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Want to connect with a family member who doesn't speak your language? Then check out the language learning program Rosetta Stone on desktop or as an app. Rosetta Stone is designed to immerse you in the language you're learning through an intuitive process. Plus, the True Accent feature even gives you feedback on your pronunciation. And with a lifetime membership, you have access to all 25 offered languages. Get started today. Visit rosettastone.com/pod50 to get 50% off your lifetime membership now. That's rosettastone.com/pod50 for 50% off.
Okay, back to what happens if you skip leg day, and this one is you may get a sore back. You know, most of us in modern sedentary society have weak hamstrings and short, tight hip flexors, and that can lead directly to back pain if we don't do something about it. Now, most of us try to stretch it out when we'd be probably better off strengthening our hamstrings and glutes instead of wailing on them. Similar to increasing your sports performance, having a solid foundation in your legs means that your back doesn't have to do all the work. Now, you should definitely consult a physiotherapist or chiropractor or a sports medicine doctor before you start treating any existing back pain, but if you want to avoid it in the future, I suggest you make your legs strong. Which brings me to my next reason to never skip leg day, which is that your injury rate will go up. Sometimes the athletes who come to me with an injury have fallen into the old trap of thinking that their chosen sport actually trains their legs sufficiently, and runners, I'm looking at you. Sure, many sports involve using the legs, but most athletic movements overemphasize the quads or the calves or another single part of the leg, which creates an imbalance. In fact, the injury that is referred to as runner's knee is often a direct result of an imbalance between your quads and your hamstrings. If you want to stay injury-free, it is absolutely essential that you regularly do legwork. Now, this does usually mean that you have to plan your training around your leg day so you aren't too fatigued to get your sport-specific work done, but in the long term, this is a worthwhile strategy. Which brings me to my next reason to never skip leg day, which is, if you do, your range of motion will decline. If you think a weightlifting session has nothing to do with flexibility and mobility, well, just take a second to consider the squat. In the article called 5 Benefits of Squatting and How to Prepare, we talked about how awesome and important the squat movement is in and outside of the gym. And that also goes for the deadlift, the calf raise, the kettlebell swing, and so on. By simply getting into a squat or a deadlift position, you can keep your body loose and mobile while also undoing some of the mobility and strength issues that we see from, well, sitting in chairs much of the day. And my next reason to never skip leg day is that your balance will deteriorate. And you may remember the article called Going Barefoot and 8 Other Ways to Improve Your Balance, where I talked about how important strength is to your balance. Now, once again, it comes down to having a solid foundation. Having strong legs and a strong lower body in general is what I am talking about. Incorporating exercises like side lunges, calf raises, and deadlifts can seriously increase your stability, reinvigorate your proprioception, and help you stay on your feet when the world is, well, trying to knock you over. Which brings me to the second last reason to never skip leg day, which is your everyday life will suffer. If you've ever tried to pick up a box or carry some groceries or move a piece of furniture, you will find that it is much easier if you have some solid lower body strength. And yes, even if you have super strong arms and a powerful back, you will still be much happier when you lift something heavy if you have some power in your glutes, your quads, your hams, and your calves. And my final reason to never skip leg day is that you won't be as smart. Now, I've talked about the connection between your physical activity and your brain health before in the article called How Exercise Affects Your Brain, but there was a recent study that dug even further into this relationship. And to tell us more about that, I have asked our friends Ashley and Cody over at the Curiosity.com podcast to fill us in. Take it away, Cody and Ashley.
All right, Ashley, do you ever skip leg day?
Never.
Me neither.
Leg day's the best.
I actually like leg day because it's so efficient. Squats and deadlifts and you're kind of out there, right?
I mean,
you can go deeper, but are you getting a pretty thorough workout between two exercises?
They are your biggest muscles. And
right.
You are burning the most calories with those huge muscles and you're doing great things for your body.
I like efficiency.
Yeah.
Well, a groundbreaking new study from just last month has shown that leg exercise is critical to brain and nervous system health. We already knew that not using your legs can reduce bone and muscle mass, like in astronauts in low gravity or in bedridden patients, but a team of researchers wanted to know if restricting leg mobility would affect the brain. They ran tests on some mice by immobilizing their legs for 28 days, and the result was a 70% reduction in the number of neural stem cells in their brains compared to the freely moving control group. That's 70%. That's really big.
That is big.
And without those cells, neurogenesis doesn't happen. That means new cell development. Brain health also declines as dead cells are not replaced. So the takeaway is don't skip leg day.
Little caveat that it is an animal study. So that doesn't necessarily extend to humans, but there's a good chance that it does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Better safe than sorry.
I mean, leg day is great.
Also, you don't want to be a tank on stilts.
That's right.
Thanks, Ashley and Cody, and I am super pleased to hear that you are both such big fans of leg day, which means that you might enjoy this next section, which is a quick and dirty leg workout. Now that you know why you should do it, you might need some inspiration for how to do it. There are many awesome leg workouts available if you do a quick search, but here is a Get Fit Guy quick and dirty leg workout that you can add into your workout regimen today. Now, I'm going to go through it pretty quickly here in the podcast version, but if you want to get really detailed instructions, head over to getfitguy.quickanddirtytips.com and look for episode 406. Now, in the following workout, I'm going to refer to repetition max, which is the number of reps that you are able to do before your form starts to fall apart while using a particular weight. So when I say 6RM, that means that you choose a weight that allows you to do 6 solid reps before you start to fall apart. Now, here are the instructions. After a good warm-up, and you can find out how to do that at getfitguy.quickanddirtytips.com, just search for warm-up, then do the following workout as a circuit. And that means you alternate between the A and the B exercises 3 times before you move to the next set of exercises. And if you have time, and of course the energy, go through this entire workout twice. Now, set 1, A is squats for a 6RM, and B is jogging on the spot with high knees for 60 seconds. Then rest for 30 seconds and move on to set 2, where A is step-ups for 6RM per leg, and B is jumping jacks for 60 seconds. Then rest for 30 seconds, move on to set 3, where A is elevated hip thrusters for 6RM and walking lunges, which is 10 per leg. Then rest for 30 seconds and move on to set 4, where A is deadlifts for 8RM and B is lateral lunges, 10 per leg. Rest for 30 seconds, move on to set 5, where A is glute ham raises for 8RM and B is squat jumps for 60 seconds. Then rest for 60 seconds and, if you can handle it, with good form and you're not going to be too sore tomorrow, start from the beginning once again for a total of 2 times through this entire circuit. And once again, you can find all the information written out very nicely for you at getfitguy.quickanddirtytips.com, episode 406. When it comes to squeezing in a good leg workout, we've all struggled at some point. I mean, maybe you think it's boring, or you'd rather work your chest again, or you've got a sick kid at home, or the car is in the shop, or perhaps the most common excuse is, well, you have no time to get to the gym. But hopefully, now you know that leg day should not be optional. And if you want to be a strong and well-rounded mover, it is well worth your time and your effort, not to mention that you don't want to become just another internet meme. Now do ya, bro? Before I wrap up, I want to thank Ashley and Cody from the Curiosity.com podcast, and you can find them, of course, at Curiosity.com. It was great to have you on this episode, guys. You're welcome back anytime. And don't forget, you can find me at facebook.com/getfitguy or twitter.com/getfitguy or my own website, brockarmstrong.com. Now, my name is Brock Armstrong, and I am the Get Fit Guy, asking you, what are you waiting for? Go hit leg day.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. In fact, Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/podcastfree. All lowercase, shopify.com/podcastfree, shopify.com/podcastfree.